They're saying now that Adam the spiritual died first. Now, where did he die? That's my question. I've asked a lot of what happened to man's life. And I'll tell you, the Bible told me many times that man died in the same way as constantly told. I was told, I won't say he told me, I was told by two people that in different times that the way the man died was this, that man driven out of the garden. I said, now how do you know that? And they try to show by Yahweh coming out of pure spiritual and then going from Satan down into the flesh, constantly. They try to correlate with that, but Yahweh is under force. The Bible says, Yahweh up against Yahweh in pure spirit, they go take the form. That's the transmutation and the transformation. The transmutation means changing pure stuff into the incorporated. Adam just comes out of the garden, he's not changing on. So they try to show how that's how he died, but by being driven out of the garden. But the man told him, I said, okay, then you say that. Then Dr. Kelly told us that the man died in the same. If you say that death is being driven out of the garden, then you got to wait till the fruit of the name for something to happen. So, that's the reason why a lot of times we misunderstand and not understanding of what is being taught, what Dr. Kelly is saying. And like that.
But that's what I'm saying. You see, that's why there's so much misunderstanding. Because you want to take it and say, well, I heard him say this. No, I heard him say that.
Right.
But the common denominator, don't you think, has to be the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. How are we going to prove that? How are we going to prove it? Well, the thing about it is when he told us the proofs in the scriptures, the proofs in the past, the proofs in the universe, and once we deny the proofs, what do you got?
This is from a tape, and if anybody wants a copy of it, I'll make them a copy. The Day of Yahweh, Dr. Kendall. He's talking about Adam made in the likeness of Elohim. Man has a soul, the conscious part of him. He has a body, and the spirit functions through it. Made in the image of the Godhead. He's not three distinctive personalities. The soul that sins shall die. Every sin is committed is without the body. The body is under the influence and supervision of the mind. Mind and soul, they are one and the same. Spirit is above mind. Spirit is incomprehensible. Mind is subject to change. Spirit isn't. Them angels was incarnated in man, satanic. The apostles were sent to drive them out. That sin that he committed in his soul caused his mind to be depraved or carnal or guilty or innocent. The soul that sins, it shall die. Now that's just one. I've got three tapes, different lectures, where he is saying that Adam died in his conscience and in his soul, and his mind became carnal.
Coming from, and just like I'm saying, if it's not the get a lot of those notifications, and then they leave. You're on there. And we got to get to what Dr. Ken is calling.
Read there. There's a difference between the soul and the spirit.
Well, we're going to hear what they're going to say.
That's all I'm going to bring up to you. There is a tape that you really have got for the understanding on that soul.
Before soul can see it, you know, and get it, and get it, understand it, and get it, and
yeah, we want to hear what they're saying too. Well, we want all here.
Dr. Kent said, in other words, what he said. He didn't have to say it 1,000 times. If he said it just once, that's enough. And that's just like the Messiah. When he said it's finished, that one time was enough. It was nailed to the cross, and it was done. One time, and that's it. And that's all he had to do to say it one time. Now here's the founder saying, I said what I meant, and meant just exactly what I had said. That's it. Now, what he's talking about is the future existence of man. And what you're talking about is what's being saved. Same subject. Now, when I go to page 3 of this year, Dr. Kinley says, now I'm trying to make it clear so you can understand what I'm talking about, see? Now listen. Now get it straight. Now the individual that has the Holy Spirit in them, see, that will never die. See, it's eternal. See? Now that is the founder himself saying what the Apostle Paul also said in Galatians 2nd chapter, about the 20th verse. He said, I, yet not I. In other words, we're learning that it's really Yahweh with Yahshua, our Savior, in us. We are not our own Savior. But what he is saving is his spirit continues. It's his attributes. And he's going to give it a body later. But that, when you undergo that change, you become a son of Yahweh. That's what he's talking about. If the founder said it, the whole school is based on what the founder said. If he said it one time, that's enough for me. I'm going to go by what the founder said. And I don't care how much scripture reading, ideology, or tossing it around with all of our theories, opinions, and what have anything to say about it, when it boils down to this one thing, the founder did say it, I'm going to go by what he said. See, in other words, so that's that, you can't rule that out. Now, at the same time, then personally, I also don't rule out that you're being saved. What I'm saying is it takes an understanding. And just because somebody makes a statement like the founder made, he made a statement, I'm not going to disagree with it. So if you disagree with that statement, you're disagreeing with the founder himself. See? Now, so what we need to do is find out and get an understanding of what's really being said. And you do get a new, see, it's been read in the scriptures, but all you get is just plain argument and just playing somebody following you and saying, well, ain't likely they got their own. Hey, when your carnal mind is transformed into a spiritual mind, that ain't you no more. And that's what they're talking about. That new person is that bread of life. And his body was broken for us so that his spirit could be poured out on the day of Pentecost. And he put his spirit in the church, which is that woman. And that is the man-child that Yahweh saved. And that's how we are saved, you and I, is by that Holy Spirit being in us. We become that. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which dwelleth in you? That's Yahshua. There ain't a whole bunch. In other words, it's many different members. It's you, it's me, and the other fellow. But it's still by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. And that's Yahshua. That's what we're talking about. And that is what's being saved. And we are not denying our Savior.
That's say this.
And I don't care what anybody says about it. That's just the way it is. I'm going with what the founder said.
Read this, what the founder said. Read it.
And anything else the founder said does not disannul that.
Read that.
See, the whole Bible does not disannul that one thing that Paul said. You've got to get an understanding. He did say it. Why disagree with it?
That's what we got.
We ain't disagreeing with Dr. Kinley.
Well, that's what Dr. Kinley said.
Okay. We ain't disagreeing with that. Read what he said. He'll be here now.
This is a transcription that I heard a voice from heaven.
Same book.
It's in the lecture. It's on page
30. I heard a voice from heaven.
Yeah. I heard a voice from heaven. It's the name of the lecture. You've got to know this thing for yourself. It's got to be a fact. The fact is you. You. Individually and personally. You see what I'm talking about? It's you that's got to be saved.
Absolutely. That does not rule out this here. That you is the new you, which is Joshua in you. And that's the new you. And the Bible says you do become a new creature. And that new creature is Joshua in you, your only hope of glory.
I don't think, well, as far as I'm concerned, I can only speak personally. I don't think that there's a problem with that. I think the problem comes in when people start to try and interpret new you. And we went into that in the senior class not too long ago when we were talking about that butterfly. And you talk about that caterpillar going into that cocoon, and he goes through that metamorphosis. That's the same creature, but it's new. It's nothing like the old one. But you didn't take the caterpillar out of the cocoon and throw it away. It just made a change, and that's what we're looking at. We're looking at that soul making that complete change, and that is a new creature, but you didn't throw the soul away. It was just transformed, or it went through a metamorphosis. And that's the only thing that I see, and it seems like there's a conflict with that from what people are saying, or maybe it's just a misunderstanding.
That's why everything is being recycled now. The man out here, everything is being recycled. Dr. Kinley said there ain't nothing going on out here that's not in your scripture. See? And so that's why the man is recycling everything, because it was already done. Yahweh, that's what he's done with us. There's no power in getting another one, a new soul. There's no power in it. Because he says, and you have to quicken that was dead. He raised a quickening spirit. Now, if that's the way he raised, he's going to do some quickening. And that's your soul.
It's in the understanding. All of that.
I understand that.
That the founder said, it is the Holy Spirit in you that's being saved. And you did not have the Holy Spirit before you came in this land.
Right.
And some of us, by our behavior, show that we do not have the Holy Spirit now.
Does that help? Yes. Right.
Now,
saying, to me, when people make a blanket statement, we don't understand it all. I mean, we got to preach the gospel now. You understand? But what I'm saying is, when you make a statement that it's not that way, or it's not this way, hey, how do you know? Maybe you're wrong. You see what I'm saying? Maybe I'm wrong. But let's understand that we've got to get it for ourselves, and there's only one we can go to get it. And that is the Holy Spirit.
Is anything being taught against that thing? Mm-hmm. Is anybody saying anything against
that? Oh, maybe not right here, right now, but there is people doing it.
Now,
saying they got it already, and they don't need nothing else, that they've got the Holy Spirit, and there's nothing else for them.
Let me say this. One of Dr. Kennedy's cases, he said, now, if you are in your right place, and first he goes, he says, where the Messiah? Yahshua said, I go to prepare a place for you. You know, and you know how that goes. He said, when I come again, etc., etc. He says, now, if you are in your right place, and he raises his voice, he says, you are a son of Yahweh now. Now, that's the thing that we should be realizing. That's who we are. That's the place he prepared for us. So it doesn't make me feel exalted when I say, yes, I believe the Holy Spirit. I'm a son. I'm a son. And I ain't talking about nobody. I'm talking about me. Because I'm not going to... See, if the devil will say, well, you're a demon. No, I'm a son. Right.
Now, we focus now. This is what he goes in my past. He says, when you get the Holy Spirit, he says, you right now, he says, you got everything you ever gonna get. But that don't mean you got all kinds of knowledge yet. That means you and I are going to be learning things. Come get it. We got it. And that's what I think some people are saying when they say, well, when they the confidence in that you have, because you can't go along, and you can't go along forever and ever, one of you who is practicing the Holy Spirit. There has to be a time when it's like, oh, he's not, I'm ready. He's not, no, I'm ready. And that's not him focusing on
okay.
his own self-confidence. It's probably his understanding. He always makes it clear.
You get puffed up in your own mind, and you start to say, I learned this, that, and the other, and it's all you, and it's manifest. I'm saying it's open just like a book, and that's the way it's going to be read. It's going to come out what you're thinking. This is what I'm saying. It's not hidden anymore. Nobody can get away with anything anymore because the light is on. The Holy Spirit has shed his light that all things would be shown up now, and that we would be presented faultless in him. That's why the light's on. That's to get rid of all our excuses, so it wouldn't make us be right. You see where I'm coming from? I mean, I don't care if you agree.
Y'all ain't showing me, the scripture's showing me, that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying.
back here when you were in Middletown, I thought that you called it very useful. You said that when the
of our Elohim and the power of his Messiah. for the accuser of our brethren is cast down.
Now see, Satan was the accuser of the angels of the brethren that were in heaven. See, and they're going to be part of those that are going to be gathered in that body too, when you talk about the feet.
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our Elohim day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
Now says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Now we are the ones that inhabit. So this is the question I have for the people. It says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Now that is that those pretend spirits? I mean, because if you listen to what's being said, you know, those angels, they're the ones up here, the two-thirds, they're saying, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Because it says the accuser of the brethren. Or what? Cast down unto them.
Right.
So it's like we have two thirds that's still here. We have a third that's on their way down here to get these inhabitants of the earth. So that, to me, that's just a separation. You know, that, you know, that's why I believe that, you know, or I say that's why I believe, well, that's why I'm saying I'm not one of the fallen angels, because they were cast down unto me. Okay? But I'm not saying that I did not possess one before I came into this. You know, and that's what I'm saying, that you're under that possession, just like you have a child, and he's under the possession of his parents, so you can go. You know, but then, and that's what I'm saying, so you're under the possession of that satanic spirit, then the gospel preached and it's kicked out. See, but then that soul, that creature, or just as the, you know, the spirit, that creature, that's what it is, you know, that spiritual is not physical. See, but then he's cast out of that body, because the two thirds then walls and inhabitants of the earth, those are the ones. They are in those bodies, but through the preaching of the gospel, they're cast out. So there's another message, Dr. Killing, where he says, you know, that he's going to gather, he says, all souls in heaven and all those in earth into that body of gospel and society. So that's why I don't see all those being the same, because you got two-thirds born into the inhabitants of the earth that they're coming down to get y'all.
That's right.
You know, but he's not saying they are. They're warning us that they're on their way to get us. You know, to do the word. And then I had a school, then I just want to be just, then I'll be quiet, okay? This is okay? And we're talking about if you have something to look forward to. If you have something better to look forward to, better than anything you know about now, don't you think that would help some? Now you come right down to the closest age. We're just about ready to enter into a new age, a new condition, a new state of life. And you see what I mean? Then let me tell you what you'll be like in that state before I pass on. Joshua Messiah said, you don't have time to go into it all now. He said, you will be as the angels are in heaven. They were talking about marriage and divorce and all the life that he said now. Haven't you ever read about this over there? He said that not given in marriage to anyone, but they will be as the angels are. You see, that's what he's talking about, these creatures. Gonna be as those angels were, but that's not all. It's okay. Since they're not given in marriage, see, but they will be as angels are. Now look why I'm on that too. The angels that sin, see, so that's that third that was cast down. He says, the angels that sin, they were cast down to where you are now. Mm-hmm. They are not going back. They're serving us. They are just to be punished. But now you are going to where they came from, the state of condition. Where they came from. How about that? Now listen, folks, even them that sin to justice haven't been executed or poisoned yet. They are reserved. But God is coming, but they got it coming up. Now this judgment we're talking about, you see, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess gospel to the side of the Lord of Yahweh. Now we were at this point, and they went on to something else. But that's how I see it, because this is a real simple illustration. You know, that I can't see, you know, us being the same as them, because there's another scripture that says we are the creatures that inhabit the earth. And I don't see angels, you know, that are, they're not bound to the earth, you know, and that's why I don't see us being as the same one.
There is some misunderstanding about that.
That's it. Now. Yeah.
left.
Talk
louder.
Now all of a sudden they got a problem with saying they're the devil.
But it was not a problem prior. And it's all in the understanding of what you're saying. We're not getting polytechnical to where you're going to... What is, you do get polytechnical, but what you're saying is you're either of one or the other. And a Dr. Kimmel called heart or mind, physical body, and a satanic spirit. They go together. It's a unit. In other words, if I see somebody robbing the bank, I'm going to say that's the devil. I mean, it's a person with a soul and a spirit. That's the devil. You know, no righteous guy wouldn't be out there robbing a bank. I mean, it's just that obvious. And that's what they're talking about. And it's being said that way to make an impact on people, because you've had people claiming to have the Holy Ghost and out here just doing anything and everything that they want to. Taking people's money, been caught with their hands in the field, two Joshuas, and they, I mean, you name it, they're doing it, and that's the reason why they come down and try to put this in a way to make an impact and make people understand it and really look at it.
Well, I've never said too much about this, but to me, to say, if you just don't use the word fallen angel, I said, why use the word fallen angel anyway?
Well, I know it's in realm of one Isaiah, I think.
How are y'all fallen from heaven?
Heaven. Yeah. Old Lucifer. So that makes him, and he drug him out of fallen angels. Now, whether you call him a seducing spirit, whether you call him a demon, whether you call him a devil, well, there's only one devil, whatever, it's still, you're talking about negativity. A seducing spirit. Now, Paul said, in the latter times, some shall not all. Some shall depart from the faith. Now, you always say, we say, what faith are you of? Well, there ain't but one faith. Now, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Now, them spirits got a body. And they're in men. And they're around seducing folks. And what them seducing spirits will do is to tell you, you're okay. Grab my hand. I don't know where hell's at, but we're going to go there anyway. Like that. That's a seducing spirit. Yahweh said, come out of her, ignorance and darkness. Then the devil said, come on in and join in. In other words, but that's a seducing spirit. I'm talking about spirit. That spirit is a smooth talker and a smooth operator. That's why you've got to know for yourself. Don't worry about what everybody else is saying, because you've got everybody saying everything. But it does say, and I've got to take the sound to teach you this, that in the latter time, the day, and you at that time, see, there's a time to be born, and a time to cry, a time to do this, and a time to act a fool, and a time to grow up, and there's a time for this to be going on right now. And this is Yahweh's time, and it's happening, just like he said it would. And he told, that some, not all, shall depart from the faith, how? Giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of demons. See? And now you have to find out what the true doctrine is and doctrine of demons. Now, if somebody comes in and they're preaching their self, and they're full of their self, and they're evidently not full of the Holy Spirit, or they wouldn't be full of their self, you see, then you can read that thing, and that's one of them fallen angels coming through, seducing people, and they don't even have we don't even have the sense to, if Yahweh didn't help us and let us see what was in that individual, you wouldn't be able to see it. But there are fallen angels around, and they are seducing people, and some of the hardest fighters against the doctrine of the fallen angels are those very fallen angels that do not want to be pointed out. See? And I mean, they're putting up a hard fight because they do not want to be exposed. See? But you've got to find out what thus saith Yahweh and stick with that. See? Yep, your soul is saved, but at the same time, if you don't miss it all, the Apostle Paul said, yet not I. And we've got a pamphlet out that says, you have to know that I am Elohim and I am Yahshua, you see, or Yahweh, and everyone that knows this has the eternal life abiding in them. Yes, you
Samaria. You're not separate. In other words, it's Yahweh and Yahshua, Elohim, and all those, all the things. When you are Elohim in the body, Elohim in